What are the two greatest words in sports? Game seven! And like we've that. Got Utah versus Denver tonight, Big Ben. And tomorrow we have OKC versus Houston.
What about baseball? The trade.
Whoa, 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 whoa! We got a game seven tonight. Nuggets, Jazz. Who do you have, Big Ben?
My bold prediction here.
Yeah.
Jazz. Ooh. We just had the last dance.
Okay.
Who's a little Byron Russell-y on the Jazz?
You mean he's going to get Byron Russell'd by Jamal Murray?
Joe Ingles, our guy. Joe Ingles. It's Byron Russell'd by Jamal Murray. Bold prediction.
Let's
coming back hot. Who do you have?
I got the Nuggets too. I got some stats for you too. Jamal Murray's gone 50 burger, 40 50. Jokic, however you want to pronounce it.
Skinny
Jokic. He's averaging right around 30 a game. So together, the last three games, they're at 74 points a game. I don't think they go over. The combined is not over. They're going under. Combined, 65 points. And your boy, Michael Porter, is going to have 15 to 18 points, three threes, one big one down the stretch. I got the Nuggets winning and the Jazz firing Quinn Snyder because he can't do anything to stop Jamal Murray. How are you going to let a guy score 100 million points on you in three games?
Jazz could go just triangle and two on Jokic and Jamal Murray. Who is the guy that, who are they playing? The Blazers. And the one guy came off the bench and said, you got to pick up Dame at half court. I don't care. It's Dame. Dame was shooting from the logo.
It was Brooklyn.
It was Brooklyn.
Yes.
They need to go watch that film if I'm the Jazz and pick up Jamal Murray at half court and then deny Jokic the ball. I mean, you got Rudy Gobert, who used to be a defensive player of the year. That's a matchup you got to take, right?
Yeah. Well, like, look at the last couple games. The Nuggets have scored around 117 to 118 with Murray and Jokic having 74 combined points. All you have to do, I'm not saying stop them, just limit them. Make limit their touches. Score.
Gary Harris is out. There's one thing.
No. He came back.
No.
He played last game. I'm like,
injury report. Refresh the injury report.
Gary Harris is back. Limited minutes last game. You got to think he's going to get a little bit more.
A little run. But you think Michael Porter Jr., MPJ, did I finally get that right?
Yeah.
He's the X factor tonight?
He's got to be because there's no way they're letting Jamal score 50. Jamal won't even get 45. Jamal's going to get a nice even 38 piece.
How about I give you another bold prediction?
All right.
You know plus minus, right, when you're on the floor? Yeah. Plus minus. If Michael Porter Jr. is anywhere plus, because I agree he's been dynamic offensively, but the guy can't guard a wet blanket on the perimeter. So if he is a positive plus minus, Nuggets win. If he's anywhere negative, toss up. It's even. The money line is even right now. So not even Vegas knows how to call this game.
Could he cover your White Claws on a river rafting trip?
No.
Oh. Wow, they get stolen.
No. Absolutely not. Oh. Unless it's mango, he can have those.
Wow, mango's actually my favorite now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mango's garbage. No, stick with black cherry or lime. In fact,
lime's garbage. Them. Black cherry's good.
Mix them both. Mix them both together. There you go. Your super claw.
Super claw.
All right. Game seven tomorrow. Harden Westbrook tripped up last night.
Yeah.
Who do you got in that game?
I got the Rockets. Westbrook's second game back. He looked a little tired. Maybe didn't have his legs quite with him. They're going to close it out with Harden. Get out of your way. It's not going to even be close. Your boy, Luginsit Dort from ASU. How about that? ASU on ASU.
That guy, I think he's taken two just trying to shut down Harden. I was listening to a stat the other day that Harden was like 60% from the field with anyone else guarding him. With Dort on him, he's like 25% from the field. So that's limited him, but, you know, can Dort do it again tomorrow? We don't know. And then
you think Dort's like, hey, man, like, drinks on me. at Bottle Blondes next time we're in Tempe.
Yo, you might be 5 years out of the game, but I still got a boatload of phone numbers in my phone. I will hook you up next time you're in Tempe. Just take care of me. You could get me another contract extension. Make sure I'm not on a 30-day contract next year. Get me a signed, you know, full extension for a couple of years, and we'll call it even.
Yeah, day party at Maya. I got you locked and loaded. Butter cake all day long.
I agree with you, Harden. I don't think Harden lets them lose another. They got ousted. Houston got ousted last year by the Blazers, I believe, in the first round in a game seven. I don't think Harden lets that happen. Now he's either defender that's not going to let it happen. No. I think PJ Tucker just becomes a guy that probably shuts down. You know, if he has to guard Chris Paul, maybe, but you know, Dino Gallinari on the perimeter, who knows? But I think it's, you're not going to see many people take shots for Houston outside of those three and Tucker, Harden, and Westbrook tomorrow.
I agree. And I've been calling this the CP3 revenge game. He got his revenge in game six. What I didn't know is when Houston traded him to OKC, I didn't know they gave up James Harden's rights to State Farm commercials. Because those two don't get along. They can't stand each other. CP3 is like, no, if I got to go, I'm the face of State Farm. This is the battle of State Farm tomorrow night. You will
what
see
about,
who will prevail.
What about those from going from Cliff Paul to who's your guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Carlton?
Carlton, Alfonso.
Those are great. Yeah. Alfonso's phenomenal as Chris Paul's doppelganger, what do you want to call him? Hey, congrats to your Clips getting out of the first round this year. Small golf clap. Good job on them. Got a little scary there for a little bit.
Did.
But there wasn't the K-Win jinx this year on the Clips. Congrats. They get to the second round. Both your LA teams onto the second round.
Yeah, both.
So looking good.
And so they're waiting. So Rockets, OKC winner plays the Lakers. Nuggets, Jazz plays the Clippers. So I don't know. Will I have like my Clippers sweatshirt or will I wear my Lakers hat? I don't know. What do you do?
It's whoever you're sitting closest to at the bar. We all know that. Hey, what are you? Who are you rooting for? Lakers? Oh, okay, cool. Me too.
Remember, we used to be able to go to bars.
What have you been doing?
Outside restaurants, 2 hour limit. We just go until they kick us out.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. You know who else is hot? And you were right. I will say this not too often that you were right. What'd you say? Braves, A's, and LA.
Yeah.
As your three top teams in the MLB this year. And you're exactly right. Braves, A's, and LA.
Don't forget my pods. We're going to get into that on Thursday. Padres with some big trades. Even traded a former five-star prospect to the Mariners.
Trammell. You know what I didn't realize when I came back? That I was going to find out that the Mariners had become the farm team for both the Blue Jays and the Padres. Come on. Yeah. Hey, and this is now vintage. Ooh. Danny Dingers. He's going to become the Justin Smoke for the Blue Jays. Everyone that's a Mariners fan knows the Justin Smoke story was garbage. We never got him to roll around. Highly acclaimed prospect. Nope, didn't happen in Seattle. Ship him to Toronto. What does he do? He hits 33 jacks and drives in 124.
That was the Jays had Donaldson and they were good. They went to the playoffs.
If they put Danny Dingers on a diet, that's what he needs. He might be a phenomenal prospect, but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe the poutine that he's going to have up in Canada accessible to him is going to put him over the edge. Who knows? But, yeah, M's are on their way down. They're the only team that's almost mathematically eliminated from getting one of the eight playoff spots.
But this is what I like. They're like, forget this season. Someone wants this cheap World Series ring, you can have it. We're building for the future.
We'll take all your prospects.
Yeah.
One half a ring. DePoto has made 110 trades since becoming the GM of the Mariners. 110. He went platinum on the trade market. He gets one of those little, you know, records that says 100 trades. Like, wow. It's incredible. Mariners just churning prospects. Kyle Lewis looks great. Your A's get La Stella from the Angels, which is a big pickup. Fits that mold of that team. Unfortunately, they won't play the Mariners this weekend due to a little thing that's still lurking called COVID, but blame Houston for that too, I guess, keeping them out of coming to play the Mariners. But with eight teams getting in down the stretch here, it's going to be a lot of fun watching. Unfortunately, the M's are sidelined, but we'll take all your prospects, garage sale, farm sale, fire sale, whatever you want to say. What are you doing in Disneyland?
This is where the bubble is, Orlando. Oh,
I didn't see that was Disney World. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Where dreams come true. Apparently not for the Blazers, though.
Wow, what happened to your Blazers?
I came home. I was like, no updates on the river. And I come home and...
Because you didn't have any cell service.
Dame time had run out, apparently. What is going on?
He hurt his knee. And then he had to go fly back to Portland to get it checked. And then he dislocated his finger in one game, too. Just all banged up.
Unfortunate. Series of unfortunate events for the Blazers, huh?
Yeah.
Jamal Murray is channeling his inner Dame time these last few games for Denver. How about Chris Paul?
Wow.
You see that move?
Yeah.
Through the legs, around the back spin move, bucket, pulled it off in a game.
I'm talking about the shake on the corner three, pat the guy in the butt. Like, you can't stop this on the way back down the court.
Two game sevens. With our jurisdiction implications, even better.
Yeah.
Move over, Jack McMullen. We got you here.
Let's go. Let's get into it. Let me edit this pod and let's get to this game.
Game seven starts when?
I got to call at 5. It starts at 5:30.
Oof. I got to get my run in. When I say run, it's a walk around the block with my dog. So
you're only going to do a 50-yard dash, so you'll be back in 30 seconds.
It's a walk around the block with the dogs, then start on dinner for HelloFresh.
Nice.
I'm a chef now, Kaywin.
All right. I like it. All right. Keep your phone on. We'll be texting.
All right. WSD Podcast.
Boom. Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kaywin.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.
You know where I was? Have you ever seen The River Wild?
No.
All right. Kevin Bacon, Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep takes her kid and her husband shows up and they take them down the snake. And then Kevin Bacon robbed a cattle drive auction, comes down, holds them up so that they can take him down river and he can escape. It was exactly like that, but there was no Kevin Bacon. So it was basically Char rowing a big old boat with all of our, you know, food on it, going down rapids, me catching some fish. But that's where I was.
Grown up.
That's where I was. Enjoying
grown ups too, like you and Adam Sandler and David Spade were on a river raft.
No, I came prior to that in Suncadia.
Okay.
there was a very, I guess, adult nature river float in between debauchery. So that's where I was.
Getting
one with nature in a socially distanced manner out on the Snake River, which is the deepest river, I think, in the country. So
I was stressed out. I had hair before you left. I lost it. Gray hair. I was telling J-Mo, where's Big Ben? I'm like a single parent. I cook, clean, I edit pods. She's like, why are you so upset? Like, Ben's out river rafting and I'm editing podcasts.
The best part is I believe your edits are better than mine, so you should just continue. No, the second part of this, in that movie, The River Wild, Meryl Streep gets her news like via AM radio. I almost broke one out. I almost asked people, like, anyone have batteries? I need to know what's going on with the Blazers Lakers.
It had to be feel good to being off grid.
It was nice being off grid.
Unless you were still working and you couldn't get to email, then that would have been a problem.
I almost threw my work phone in the river just to say la vie.
Get rid of that phone.
All right, we're all over the place.